And how did you manage your diabetes and your nursing routine?
In those days, my regime was quite strict. My insulin was given at a certain time and I had to eat. I had to have my breakfast at a certain time, lunch at a certain time, tea at a certain time, dinner at a certain time, and supper at a certain time. But the matron Hindley was a very, very kind person, and she made sure that everybody realized I was diabetic and I had to stick to those times. Even when I was on night duty, I reversed my day into nights and I managed all right. I had no bother, except for just that one hypo, yeah? Yeah. Even with the flu, I caught the flu and I was hospitalized for that because blood sugars went a little bit high, but I managed to, maintain my insulin intake and my diet, and I was stabilized again and discharged. During my general nursing, I spent 6 weeks on the John Milton ward in Southmead Hospital in Bristol, on the pediatric ward, and that's when I came across the thalidomide babies and nursed them, and that's when I decided that I wanted to do pediatric nursing. I completed my general nursing in October 63, and matron very kindly put me on. And meanwhile, I wanted to do a midwifery as well, because if I had gone home and with only a general certificate in nursing, they wouldn't consider you a qualified nurse. You had to have midwifery as well in those days. So matron kindly put me onto the maternity ward to get an insight of what I was heading for as I was going to do my midwifery course. I worked on the maternity ward and on the pre and postnatal wards. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Then I left Weston-super-Mare and commenced my midwifery part one in February 1964 in Marston Green, North Birmingham. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Commenced my midwifery part two in September 64. I spent 3 months in hospital on the antenatal and postnatal wards and clinics, and I started the district midwifery in December 64 with midwife Miss McMahon. She was Irish and she was a dear old soul. We walked most of the time or bused it,